Yeah, my parents are physicians, so I think I was surrounded by it growing up. So it always seemed like a very natural progression for me. I will say, though, that when it came to choosing a specialty, I very specifically decided to choose a specialty that wasn't either my mom's or my dad's specialty. My mom's a pediatrician and my dad's a surgeon, and I knew if I chose either of those specialties, I would never hear the end of it. So those went off the table right off the bat. I remember when I was doing my pediatrics rotation, there was my obstetrics rotation. There was a baby in distress, and I just happened to be the only person who had rotated in the pediatrics division before, so I knew where to go and where to get help. Mm-hmm. And watching everyone move together and trying to save that baby's life kind of was the first time I thought I was in the right field.
And did you save the baby's life?
Yes, baby did fine. And in retrospect, now that I have a little bit more experience, it probably wasn't all that serious. At the time, I thought it was life or death. In retrospect, it probably was nothing. I really don't know what was going on in retrospect, to be perfectly honest.
I guess I've worked very specifically at Hopkins for a long period of time, and I'm looking forward to sort of getting a broader stage. I'm basically known as a vasculitis expert, and I like that, and I appreciate that, but I have all sorts of interests that I'm hoping to explore through the rheumatologist.